Morning,
now,
Brian.
Now, Tony Holohan, understandably, they're being coy about answering the question, what did they recommend to the government? And I suppose answering, perhaps helping us to answer the question, what is the government likely to decide today? But you're reporting this morning that the Cabinet is expected to sign off now on this phase one of the easing of the COVID-19 restrictions.
Yeah, certainly every indication coming from government buildings is that it's going to proceed along expected lines. And I suppose that tallies with what the Taoiseach spoke about in the Dáil yesterday too, when he said he was increasingly confident of that. So you're looking at what is still a fairly modest easing of restrictions. That is that certain shops can reopen, primarily those that have an outdoor focus in them, like garden centres, farmers markets, but also hardware stores, homeware stores. And some of those shops that were allowed stay open at the beginning of this crisis, like bike repair shops, motor repair garages, IT and phone repair shops, can reopen as well. And I suppose from an employment point of view, the big thing is that construction workers should be able to return to work on Monday. Also, garden workers, those working outside and those working on allotments, will also have permission to do so if, as expected, Cabinet at some point this morning agrees and moves forward. Another point too that the Taoiseach spoke about yesterday is the whole issue of what he termed face coverings rather than face masks, that some advice on that should become clearer as well today.
We heard Tony Holohan there responding to questions about tensions between his committee, NPHET, and the HSE, but some evidence of tensions between those public health officials and the government. Although thus far the government has been taking the advice they give and acting on that advice.
I suppose that has been apparent now for the last fortnight, that it was always going to come to pass that political needs and political will was going to collide with health advice. And some evidence of that, I suppose, again, during the week when the Taoiseach said one of the safest things that one could do would be to reopen schools, basing that on the analysis carried out in particular by HICWA and also the World Health Organization and conversations the government had with that organization. But Tony Holohan, keen earlier in the week to clamp down on any speculation that schools might be reopening before September. So I suppose that tension does exist. It has existed for a while now, especially at cabinet level. Some ministers particularly vocal on the need to move quicker. What's going to happen today, probably for the moment, is sufficient. That tension that we saw within the wider administrative system, I suppose, evident yesterday in the publication of those letters that showed that Paul Reid, the HSE boss, certainly at one point in the middle of April, was unhappy that NPHET were making promises that capacity to go up to 100,000 tests per week could be achieved quickly.
Some relief financially in terms of the public finances, with many workers in construction and parts of retail getting back to work today. That'll relieve some of the financial strains which this has imposed. But those financial pressures, very much the backdrop for the continuing talks, day five today, between Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens on possible government formation.
Yeah, they are. And I mean, there's key components of that will be to the fore again today, because I think Brexit will be on the agenda this morning. And again, it's looking at a deficit for the end of the year that could run to 30 billion that is focusing minds. But I think overall, you are going into day five of substantial talks. As I understand it, there isn't yet that huge necessary urgency that veterans of this experience say would be needed to kind of propel these talks to reaching an agreement soon. And I suppose what's required there is that large sections of texts are agreed and signed off on, that nothing akin to that has happened yet. However, there were signals last night that those talks will intensify fairly considerably next Monday and that is necessary. But I suppose at the very least, that is still a long way off a final agreement, and you could be talking probably a fortnight before anything along those lines will take shape.
The briefing that Pascal Donoghue gave this week that was reported on, Micheál, what was the impact of that on the talks and the mood of the talks and the attitude of the parties towards what might face them, were they to at the end of this process end up in government together?
I think it does focus minds in the sense that it limits the possibilities that are there, and it also shows that the huge task that will face any new government will be around getting those public finances in order, and it's something they can't exactly get a measure on at the moment. So a government that takes over will be an unpopular one, and finding ways of channeling parties' priorities into that programme for government becomes all the more difficult for that. That realisation is there, and if anything is to happen along those lines, issues that are particularly important to parties, many of them will have to wait until the latter part of the lifetime of the next government, if it it makes it to that, possibly years 3, 4, and 5, the immediate task will be a daunting one. They are clear on that. But actually, what Pascal Donoghue said to them, what that means to the text of any agreement, nothing like that has come to pass yet, although minds are beginning to focus.
And the assertion that the financial implications, the public finance implications of this can be managed without recourse to tax increases in the years ahead. I mean, how plausible is that regarded?
It seems to remain something that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are sticking by, and we know that because of the correspondence that they sent to the Labour Party earlier this week, that one of the questions asked by Labour, and they're sticking to it, believing that any moves around increasing taxation, whether it's income tax or corporation tax, at a time when they're trying to stimulate growth in the economy and attract investment, they think would be detrimental. But of course, it is a particular challenge, and it inevitably then brings the focus back on cuts that will have to be found elsewhere. The government, the outgoing government, and indeed the correspondence and documentation that exists between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael at the moment are far more vague on that particular point, saying when it comes to budget time, all spending, obviously enough, is reviewed. And I suppose that suggests that you could see some drastic cuts. There's always a possibility of that, even if the message is being put out too, that borrowing for the moment remains the key to getting out of this particular financial crisis.
Very good. Political correspondent Micheál Lehane, thank you for that. The time, 7:25.